We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, appreciate your time this morning. Hope you eked out some fun over the weekend, though I know it was no fun for you to shut down the bars and restaurants and the casino and the additional restrictions that took place on Friday.
Good morning, guys. Well, I hope you had a nice weekend as well. I got to spend some family time. So I guess that's one of the things about staying at home or just staying with family. You get a little more time there. But, yes, we saw the numbers hit 233 a peak late last week. And over the weekend, the numbers are still above 100. But they started to trend down a little bit. So we're hoping that trend continues this week and we can go back to opening up some of the things that Dr. Vogan and the health department shut down last week.
And we had a spike in numbers, as you mentioned, 5 days in a row, but not many hospitalizations. So that's a good thing. The younger demo, 25 to 49, accounting for 37% of the cases. Do you feel justified or vindicated with the closure of the restaurants and bars after seeing videos of people in other areas going crazy over the weekend?
Well, these decisions are never very easy. So Dr. Bogan and her team and the epidemiologists, when they look at these numbers and we're doing their case investigations and contact tracing and those type of things, they realized where these cases were coming from, and they wanted to be very, very strategic in isolating what went on, having large gatherings, bars, restaurants, that type of thing. So, this is something that's happening across the country. You said it well, particularly you hit a holiday weekend, people feeling they want to get out, they want to be in large crowds, and we'll just have to see. A lot of times there is a lag or a delay and what happens over a weekend that doesn't all show up on Monday morning. Some of these test results will show up later in the week.
And I know, Rich, you had a sit-down with some representatives from the bar and restaurant organizations here locally. How did that conversation go? I know you're a businessman, so you get it on one hand, but then you had to pull the trigger on this on the other. What were they saying to you?
Well, it was a very good meeting. I thought it was a very good discussion. But yes, this is serious for them, for lots of people, and you could see even through the masks the looks on their faces. You can look in their eyes and see the apprehension of being shut down and not being able to operate in a regular normal manner that we all had done before March. But I thought they really had some very good positive suggestions for their industry that we're taking to the health department and seeing if there's some things that can be done. But I was very, very optimistic after having that discussion.
That's good. That's a very tough meeting for all people involved. Rich, for every positive case in Allegheny County, did each individual test positive, or was that due to contact tracing?
Oh, these would be positive tests.
Okay.
So there have been 2,000 tests a couple days. I think yesterday there were 1,500 tests or somewhere around, or no, about 1,000 tests. We've been hitting about 10-11% of positivity on the testing, and that's way higher than we were like 3 weeks ago when we were at 1%, 2% positivity. So that number has really gone up. In addition to the total raw number that we see every day, the 127, 150, 233, those numbers, they also concerned about the positivity percentage of positivity. And as you said, also, Kevin, hospitalizations, who is being infected. What's the demographic? Are they younger? Are they older? Do they have underlying health conditions? Where are they coming from? So there's a whole lot of data that the analysts and the epidemiologists go through to try to make good health decisions.
Well, I think the one encouraging thing is, even though we had this dramatic rise in cases, we're not seeing a dramatic rise in deaths. Obviously, one is too many, but it's been very low for the past week as you've added cases.
Yes, you're right about that. That's been an encouraging trend that we didn't see earlier on, back in April and May when we did see fatalities go up along with hospitalizations. So the fear, though, is with high numbers that there's a whole lot of people that can spread it. When you have more people out there infected, then obviously more people you can come in contact with, including elderly, seniors, people with underlying health conditions. As people go back to work this week, today, tomorrow, and come in contact or potentially come in contact with their coworkers, we want to make sure people remain vigilant, keep the social distancing, keep the mask, wear that mask, work at home remotely if you can. And if you are going out, do it in much less than people of 25 and than crowds of 25.
Well, we appreciate you taking time. I know it's busy, and thanks for the update, Rich.
All right, Larry, stay safe. Thanks, Kevin. Talk to you guys
later.
Thank
you, sir. Have
a
good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.